a special show for you today. It's Halloween. Yeah. We have a party. You ready? You ready? You wanna start your morning with a little bit of a scare. Here's the scariest thing we've ever heard. Run for your lives. Are you ready? It's the Halloween special. We're going to party hardy. Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago. Six after the hour. Today is the 30th of October. And it's a Halloween special. We had such a good time getting started. We have a haunted radio station going on this morning. I think we'll reconstruct what we were trying to do at the beginning of the show for you. Real quick, the news not so good, and we're gonna escape it a little bit today. The United States had a new record of daily reported COVID-19 cases yesterday, bringing the total number of confirmed infections to 9 million. That's about one per second. Minnesota must separate mailed-in ballots received after 8 p.m. on Election Day. A federal court ruled suggesting that they could be tossed in a subsequent decision. Let's hit that real quickly. A federal appeals court ruled yesterday that election officials in Minnesota must segregate any ballots that arrive after 8 p.m. on Election Day. Now, that reverses the state's 7-day grace period that had been in place. That ruling just comes 5 days before Election Day. Could have a significant impact on voting in the state if any late arriving ballots are eventually not counted. As of yesterday, an estimated 578,000 absentee ballots that had been requested in Minnesota had not been returned. Many of those ballots could already be in the mail, and voters can still return those ballots in person. So let's make a point of that. It's not like all is lost. We'll talk a little bit more about that. In Chicago restaurants spending thousands on air filtration and other safety measures for indoor dining, only to be left out in the cold. That's the headline from the Chicago Tribune today. I believe there's going to be quite a bit of that. The IHSA, that is the sports authority here, says that we plan on going forward with basketball hours after Governor Pritzker announced that the sport would be moved to spring. I think that's the Illinois High School Athletic Association. CPS still postpones the season. And Lori Lightfoot is expected to extend hours for liquor sales at Chicago bars and restaurants. So that's about it in the news. Yes. Oh my goodness. Thank God it is Grace Slick's birthday. To be lies and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love. Birthday girl Grace Slick with a birthday. Oh my God, it's her 81st birthday. It is. So happy birthday to Grace and happy Friday to you. It's the Halloween special, our first annual. I don't know what we're doing today. We are we have a haunted studio. What was it we were trying to explain to you? The scariest thing that we've heard?
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
That's right. Jeez, what do you think? Yeah, that's what I think too. You know, let's watch a movie. You want to?
Use thy voice, Sarah. Fill the sky. Bring the little brats to die.
Come, little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment.
Said, the candle's magic will soon be spent, and dawn approaches. For the black flame candle only brought them back for this one Halloween night. And unless they can steal the lives of children, when the sun comes up, they're dust.
Yeah, but how can we make the sun come up? They've got Danny. We need a miracle.
I can't seem to face up to the facts.
It's a scary one. It's the Psycho Killer song from the Talking Heads. 19 After the Hour. It's a Pandemic Pirate Radio Halloween special here from Chicago. Oh, boy. We have haunted devices. I think, though, we're going to hear from Microphone Jones and I. We were out yesterday. We talked about his costumes. We reviewed some candy. And God only knows what else is happening for us. Really cool thing coming up. We're going to do a piece that Sparks put together for us. We're going to do a little bit of a Halloween, Halloween for kids, something like that. Mostly, you know what I want to say? This is just, this year just doesn't count, I think is what it is. It just does not count. It's just too weird. That's right. What was that? Everything that I did yesterday and in the last couple of days, I've been thinking, you know, we're just going to do it again next year and we're going to do it for real. So that's my thinking there. All right. Tell you what, let's take a quick break and vote, and then we'll come back and we will party.
I want to ask every single American, no matter what party you normally vote for, to please take a moment to pause. Click off the news. Think about how you felt over these last 4 years, how quickly things have turned. And then think about what the next 4 years could mean for our country's future. The message we will send to our children about who we are and what we truly value. Think about what would possibly compel you to accept this level of chaos, violence, and confusion under this president, and be willing to watch our country continue to spiral out of control. Because we can no longer pretend that we don't know exactly who and what this president stands for. Search your hearts and your conscience. Go to iwillvote.com to request your ballot and make your voting plan right now. And then vote for Joe Biden like your lives depend on it.
I did. It is 21 after the hour here. Let's do this. You want to? What is that, a black cat? Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Just a black squirrel.
Thank you. Hi, we're here with Microphone Jones on the virtual Halloween special. And we're on our way to a large drugstore chain so I can review the candy. But Microphone Jones, did you have costumes when you were a kid? Did you do that Halloween?
I did. I had a lot of them.
Yeah? What'd you have?
The one that sticks out the most was a pumpkin. Maybe because my mother still has the pictures up today.
You were a pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a pumpkin, and then like Power Rangers and that type of stuff after that.
I was a big pumpkin.
Yeah, I was. Right? I was a juicy little fat little kid.
And then the Power Rangers, I missed that. That was a number of different characters, right?
Yeah.
Which one were you?
I was the gold one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, did your mother make that one, or is that store-bought?
No, store-bought.
Yeah. What, you go to like, Halloween parties?
Yeah, we used to have, like, school dances, Halloween dances, stuff like that.
People act out at those.
Honestly, yeah, it was a whole bunch of kids running around just doing kid stuff. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. I was trying to remember some of the costumes that I had. I went to a party as the Burger King once.
Really?
I rented a costume. It's probably the only time I actually, you know, paid for something like that. I rented a king costume, and I went down to Burger King, and I got some fries. And I went to the party, and everybody, you know, a little bit hammered. Everybody bobbing for apples and other stuff. But, yeah, that was the one that I remember. But, yeah. So
I couldn't do the bobbing for apples thing.
No, why not?
Just the whole thought of other people being in there. Gross.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, well, yeah.
Yeah, we were some disgusting kids.
Yeah, plus, who wants to bob with a pumpkin, right? I mean, yeah.
True. I wasn't no fun.
Well, I think that's the thing about all this stuff, you know. It's just, we need to let people know what we really don't like about any of these holidays, you know. And I think that's a good point. So I'm going to put you down for no spit in the apple bobbing. All right, I'm going to pull this in. I'm going to run into a local drugstore chain here and see if they have anything. I'll see if maybe we get a last minute costume. Warning, oh man. The studio is haunted and I can't do anything. We'll be right back.
we're going to sue you. Or something. It's 33 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio Show, and what a hot day we're having here in the studio. Should we do this? Let's do something fun here. Let's see. There we go. These are spooky, scary skeleton sound here. All right.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Oh man.
Shivers down your spine.
It has words.
Shrieking skulls will shock your soul. Seal your doom tonight. Speak with such a screech, you'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
Spirit supernatural, or shy, what's all the fuss? The bags of bones seem so unsafe, it's semi-serious.
That is the spooky, scary skeleton song. Or something like that. 25 before the hour here. All right. You know, in times of COVID, there are guidelines to follow in celebrating and trick-or-treating. There's some rules that kids follow during Halloween in the old days. And we thought we'd look at that very quickly if we could. Can I get this going here? Can I get this going? No. Oh, Lord. Let's try this one. There we go. All right. Beware of the older kids, they used to tell us. Older kids want to cause mischief, especially on Halloween. Probably be waiting to steal your candy. So, you got to take a flashlight with you. They always told us to do that. Start to get dark outside. It's time to use a flashlight to look at whatever is lurking in the shadows. I don't know what that was. Weird or sudden sounds might be worth a look, especially on Halloween night. Any strange sounds only lead to more adventures. The louder it gets, the closer you are. And superstitions, this is a night when the living and the dead live amongst each other. But mostly, it's time to be scared and beware. If you choose, you are going to be frightened. Or or Superman will come in and take away your candy. That scary old woman's house? Oh, we have one of those. It's off limits. Oh, she might be a witch. She's out of frog's legs for her soup, and she's now on the prowl for something more tasty. If there's a full moon, you might run into a werewolf if they hear your mighty howl. They might want to attack you for impersonating a werewolf, so There's no such thing as ghosts. It's just little Bobby. Little Bobby. with a large white sheet over his head. And again, that little girl across the street looks like the girl who died in the fire last year. Now, don't go inside a stranger's house, they always used to tell us. This is a golden rule. Never go inside a stranger's house unless they have big candy bars. But then they must be rich. And they can cause no harm to you. Well, no, don't go into people's houses no matter how big their candy bars are.
Why so serious?
Just trying to deal with all this. Now, did you said cemeteries? Oh yeah, you said cemeteries. Even though our parents warn us about going into cemeteries at night, have you ever tried it? Now, we've already established that ghosts aren't real, so maybe we can play hide and seek among the dead. Cemeteries are just like big parks. Sorry. We jumped ahead. Candy corn. Oh, come on. You don't like... Wait a minute. You don't like candy corn? No, I'm not going to accept that. A lot of people like candy corn, but some people, they just don't like candy corn. And if anybody gives you candy corn, they're probably asking to have their house vandalized. The great thing about Halloween is that just like Christmas, you can stay up all night telling ghost stories and hiding from the people. There's no such thing as too much candy. Well, maybe so. They might be greedy, want to hide their candy for another day. Maybe we should share with each other. You have siblings, huh? You want to share with your sister, your brother, huh? Give me that candy back. That's right. Give me that candy back. Oh my goodness. Let's get up. One, two. It's like a bad dream today. Get the Esquires, and it's time to get up here. We have a special guest. We've been playing phone tag all morning here in the studio, and I guess around the world, but I believe we believe we have her here. Is this Carrie Leiterson on the phone here?
Yeah, it is.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about you?
I'm here to trick or treat with you.
Right.
You're in Pilsen still, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's cooking in Pilsen, for those of us maybe not listening to me, in Chicago? Pilsen's a neighborhood not too far away from the studio here, kind of on the near south side. What is happening on this non-Halloween occasion in Pilsen? Anything?
Well, there's a lot of great Halloween decorations out. A lot of people always really decorate their houses and do a great job. So that's still happening. And actually the National Mexican Museum, which is here, they're closed because of the pandemic, but they have their Day of the Dead exhibit online. And I actually haven't checked it out yet, but I'm sure it's really wonderful. And it I think it has a COVID theme this year, and it's always a really powerful kind of interactive thing. So I'm excited to check it out. And yeah, that's one big thing going on.
Do you miss your youth
as a Halloween
as a Halloween celebrator?
Can we that candy? Yep.
Yeah. What's your come on? Let's screw around a little bit. And we'll talk serious and not. What was your favorite candy?
Gosh, there's a lot of them, but maybe probably like Mounds and Snickers.
Mounds, not Almond Joy.
Almond Joy is good too, but I like Mounds a little better.
Snickers, there you go.
Yep.
Do you eat as much candy as you used to? Probably not.
I still eat Snickers, that's for sure.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now, and what about costumes of your? Did you dress in costumes doing that?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what my favorite costume was. I don't know. I know I had a rabbit suit when I was really little.
You had a rabbit suit? Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I know I was a gypsy one year, like not very culturally sensitive, but
it's all right. Did you have like a ballerina phase? Was there that kind of thing?
No, I didn't. I didn't have that.
Good. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's good.
More like the just look for stuff in the bag of rags and come up with something.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're everything that I was going to do this year, I'm going to do next year. I just sort of put it off. So
So here we'll come.
I hear you're kayaking. Is that true?
Yeah. I was actually kayaking 2 days ago on the river for about 4 hours, and decided to do it again on Halloween.
On Chicago River?
Yeah.
I see kayaks down. I guess that's the lagoon, right? As you hit downtown there.
I don't know about the lagoon, but you know the river, like the North Branch and the South Branch, you know, come together downtown.
I think that's what I mean, because that's where I see the kayaks.
Yeah. They actually rent in the summer. There's like a growing problem with too many kayaks, actually.
Are there really?
But, yeah.
Oh, come on, seriously? Oh, no.
Yeah, or more with the tour boats and the possibility for tour boats hitting kayaks.
Oh, jeez. Is nothing easy, Carrie? Is nothing easy. This is Carrie Leiterson. Carrie was on the show. This is kind of anniversary month. We thought we'd revisit some of the people who were nice enough to show up the first time. So Carrie, what's been going on with you? And I don't know, it's been like 3, 4, 5 months since you and I spoke. What is new, if anything?
Yeah, well, I've been following the election stuff like everyone else, and I'm teaching at Northwestern first year freshmen and first quarter grad students, so it's been really interesting.
Wow.
Seeing them get to know Chicago and seeing them cover the politics, and so I've been getting a lot of news through their lens, and and just trying doing some energy stories and trying to make sense of what's going on with the pandemic and the larger ramifications of it.
The people ask you about Chicago politics. You wrote a book called, I think it was called Mayor 1%, about Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
And let me get the whole thing. This is right, I hope. Mayor 1%, Rahm Emanuel, and the rise of Chicago's 99%.
Yeah, that's right.
So your students, do they know about that? Do they ask you about politics? Journalism people are politically, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the students, most of them aren't from Chicago, and some of them are still not in Chicago because of the remote learning. So I think they haven't quite gotten into Chicago politics yet. You know, the national politics has been sort of all-consuming, but I've been encouraging them to. We've used a couple Lori Lightfoot speeches for exercises in class, and, you know, it hasn't, Chicago politics hasn't stopped being interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I was. There's a ghost voter joke somewhere here that I'll weave in on Halloween. But
right.
yeah. So journalism has taken such a beating in the last few years here. Does that make it? I don't know. Are people more or less young people more or less motivated from journalism?
No, students? I mean just as many. I think the actual admissions numbers show that you know there's as many people, young people, coming into journalism as ever, and definitely anecdotally, they're just as, you know, excited and hungry as ever to do it. And there's also all these new platforms that may not have the, you know, the level of stability and, you know, the good jobs that, or even decent jobs that existed in the past. But there's still more than enough outlets for people to do journalism and, you know, these new models being tried out. So it's still, and that the Trump definitely reinvigorated journalism industry. So, the pay and stability is definitely not there, but enthusiasm and interest for sure is.
Well, hopefully, hopefully pay will catch up.
Carrie,
I mean, I'm a little bit older than you are, to say the least, but I just think we've got to recover from this. I just think it's been a temporary something. And as we come out of the Middle Ages here, people will resuscitate that. And that's what your students are all about. I mean, that's the next challenge here.
Is to
come up with that.
True. Yeah.
Do you tell back in the old days, and again I'll leave you out of this, but you know, this whole thing about verifying sources and you never put anything in print that you didn't check out, a couple of independent people. Now we're in this era when whatever crazy pathology somebody has is immediately a story, whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop or, you know, some of this crazy. So what about that? Do your students grapple with what is true, what's not true? Because it used to be pretty easy to figure that out, and now it's not so easy.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think if you make a little effort, it's actually not that hard to figure out what's true.
Yes.
So I think it's more like, you know, and I mean, with the students, actually, I haven't seen any problems on that front. It's more just, you know, the vast majority of people who aren't actually journalists. And I think the pandemic has really made that clear. Even a lot of people I know that I thought would have known better, falling for conspiracy theories and passing along bad information.
Stop. Because then my thing, too, why don't they know better?
I know.
Do you scratch your head? I mean, because we're talking about people who, I don't know, a generation ago probably wouldn't have bought any of this. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just, of course, people are always hungry to believe something that's like fallacious or is a quick fix, you know, or gives them hope or gives them a scapegoat. So, you know, I guess that's just human nature, but you always think like that's, you know, the other people that fall for that, not like your friends or people you respect. But I guess it's across the wide.
What's the most surprising question one of your students has asked you recently?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I've had any really surprising.
No.
Questions.
So they're kind of doing their thing, and everybody's kind of cool about it.
Right.
It isn't like you're scrambling to answer anything, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing crazy is coming to mind.
And how is Pilsen doing as a community? I know you have murals down there, and it's been gentrified.
I was gone over the summer, and then when I came back, like seeing all the Black Brown Unity murals is pretty cool, although it's great, but you know, there was a lot of the unrest during the summer. It hit Pilsen pretty hard, and you know, great stuff, great protests. But then also, it's been in the news. I'm sure people have heard some kind of like interracial tension between actually, you know, in some cases, Latinx people attacking Black people. And right. I mean, I think relatively small number of incidents, but really horrible. But then the great part is there was this racial unity movement that rose up in response to that. And then so there's actually a lot of new murals that are specifically about that. But yeah, it's been hit really hard by COVID. I mean, so many people I know here have gotten COVID or have a family member who has, and the statistics show that. So that's really disturbing and will probably only get worse. And, you know, a lot of problems with just subpar housing for lower income people is, you know, and crowded housing complicates COVID too. And then, of course, you have the gentrification going on at the same time. So there's a lot of challenges as always, but a lot of community coming together and community advocacy and resistance at the same time too.
You were part of a book called Out of the Sea and Into the Fire, Latin American U.S. Immigration. I was just reading, I think this is from Washington Post this morning, polls showing that Latinos could be a decisive constituency in battleground states across the country. Not only were they recognized as a burgeoning political force, but places like Michigan and North Carolina. Do you have a take on any of that?
It seems like, you know, just the numbers and everything you see about how immigrants have just more and more, you know, been such a human. I mean, that Latinx immigrants and second generation people have become just such a big part of the population and citizens who can vote in increasing numbers. And, you know, obviously there's hopefully across all demographics more motivation for people to vote this year than ever. So of course it just makes sense. I think that has been true for a while, but especially this year. And I mean, there's definitely been, you know, some attention also to Latinx people who are Trump voters, which is, you know, is surprising, but hopefully the media coverage of that has been disproportionate to the reality.
I was just going to say, yeah, it'd be nice if that turns out to be the case. Yeah. Have you voted yet? Are you going to vote?
I voted early. Yeah.
So all right. So you mailed in your ballot. Did they tell you that they got it? That they accepted your ballot?
No, I actually went to one of the early voting places.
Really?
In Wilson, and it was great. It was so well run and smooth and.
Tell me about that. An early voting place. I didn't know what that experience was. Is it like a regular election day polling place only on a different day, or how was that?
Yeah, it was a different location than the same day place I would have gone to, but just really a pretty much identical experience. And you know, I know tons of people are. Obviously you can mail in your ballot or get your ballot by mail and fill it out and drop it off at the early voting polling places. But you can also just go and vote just like you would on election day, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of stuff that's in the media, there's so much horror about, oh, this is happening and that's happening. I think we need to ratchet that down. I'm glad that you told me what you just told me. It seems like that was a fairly good experience. So.
It was great. Yeah, and it felt good. And they have nicer, they have cool stickers this year too.
They have cool stickers?
Yeah, the I voted sticker.
Oh, okay, I've seen those. All right.
Yeah, more elaborate than usual.
Oh, all right. If you don't go for democracy, go for the stickers. Something like
right.
that.
Right, so. Exactly.
Carrie, thanks for joining us again.
Sure. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. We'll see you after the.
Take care.
We'll see you after the COVID. Bye bye.
Yeah. Right. Bye.
This White Cast was produced in Chicago by Natasha Rodriguez. Have a happy Halloween.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to